If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Now, we haven't really heard much from ratings agencies over the last, I'll call it, 9 years. But Standards & Poor's has come back and they've downgraded SA's growth forecast. Tell us about that, please.
Yeah, well, if I look at this headline, I must tell you, I'm essentially not surprised, Sizwe. If you take a look at South Africa's economic performance over the last 10 years and even the GDP print we had for the first quarter, we grew, if we can even use that word, by 0.1% in the first quarter. So it's no surprise that S&P Global Ratings Agency has actually downgraded our economic forecast for 2025. And if you look at the various metrics that banks, leading economic institutions, and even the South African Reserve Bank have also issued, it's really in line with the projections that we have. Essentially, South Africa is expected to grow between 1.1, maybe 1.3% by the end of this year. And it's largely based on the fact that we've been seeing some major pressure points on key economic drivers. If we take a look at manufacturing activity, that's slowed on the back of weaker production, largely not only on the back of key energy challenges that we've had, but also the necessary incentives and support, and South Africa just being a prime destination for manufacturing. We've spoken about a number of tire manufacturers and key players in the industry that have already begun to shut down some of their stores, as well as plants in South Africa. Mining itself as well, a key contender when it comes to economic production, also weakened by 4.1%. Despite the uptick we've seen in commodity prices, essentially here, some of the fundamental challenges still remain, not in terms of mining productivity, but rather how it is that we capitalize on our logistics systems, port and railway, think Transnet, in order to export many of these commodities abroad. So as long as these pressure points within our local economy remain, I guess economic activity will continue to be subdued, and it's no surprise that international agencies like S&P continue to downgrade their forecasts on South Africa. Despite that, though, our credit ratings level still remains fairly stable to attract necessary capital into our bond market space.
Now, here's the thing. I mean, we spoke about this, I think, about 2 months ago, Shell divesting from South Africa, specifically with their downstream operations. And then rumors started circulating that perhaps they were going to merge with BP. I mean, both these companies, I suppose, do have British origins, but that's not true, is it?
Yeah, the merger is not true. And I guess where these rumors came from was what we all consider to be a reputable source. So the Wall Street Journal actually had initially wrote a publication that the two oil companies are looking to partner, largely the fact that Shell wanted to buy out BP. But Shell has actually rebuffed these concerns and actually wrote in a statement to say that this is further market speculation and there are currently no talks taking place between the two organizations. If this deal had to take place, though, it would probably be the largest oil deal that we've seen in modern times and said to be worth around $80 billion. Now, what is concerning here, or the two prospects that the different companies do have, is that BP has been challenged over the last few years, not only on the back of that oil spill that happened a few years ago, but essentially the concerns that they have regarding their strategy going forward. Over the last 5 years, BP's share price has actually declined by 84% and at least 17% in the last year. Coupled with that, they're also looking to rejig their strategy when it comes to investments in clean energy, where they've had to cut investments in that direction. They've also axed a number of jobs in the beginning of this year in January, and also looking to capitalize on their liquefied natural gas portfolio. Shell, on the other hand, does still seem to be hitting steady on its energy transition strategy, though it is heavily invested in crude oil and natural gas. So a partnership between the two could potentially make sense. It would make major headlines in terms of the size of the deal, the rules, regulations, and concerns around competitive behavior. But for the moment, Shell has essentially rebuffed it and said, they're not in conversations at all. So it will be interesting to see how the share prices do respond to this news later today.
And so what are the markets looking like?
Markets haven't been too bad, despite the fact that we've had quite a bit of a shift in terms of the crisis in the Middle East. Now the ceasefire being announced, ongoing talks through NATO. The All Share Index will open up from 95,311 points. So we're still looking fairly steady. There are a few company updates that will be shared later today, in particular from property companies like Growthpoint. So that might play an influence on the market and share price dynamics. Currency-wise, though, we are sitting steady. 17.69 to the greenback, 24.24 to the British pound, and against the euro at 20.64.
Okay, well, thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Gunit Mfuphi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.